Hi everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Erin,
And I'm Celine.
and today we are talking about taking care of our skin.
Oh, I really need that.
Now, you guys might not know this yet, but the skin is the largest organ in your body.
Ah, yeah, I learned that from biology class, actually.
That's right. Now, that's why it's so important to take care of our skin, because our skin brings things in from the outside, and if they're good for you, that's great, but a lot of the things like pollution and bad water is bad for our skin, so we need to take care of it. So we need to wash our skin
every day.
We need to make sure that the products we put on our skin are good for us.
Have to be organic, maybe?
Yeah, not too many chemicals. Those chemicals can be bad for you. And of course, if something bad happens to your skin, you should go to the doctor.
Oh, that's very important. 要去看看医生，如果真的有问题的话。
That's right. And those are some of the things that we're going to be talking about today. So why don't we get started?
Skin care problem.
Welcome to Picture Dictionary.
Today, we're going to introduce some words about skincare problems.
That sounds really interesting.
It sure does. Don't you just love learning English words?
Right now, please pay attention and read the words and sentences as loudly as you can. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Let's get started and have fun.
Scratch.Antibiotic, antibiotic, ointment, dermatologist, oily skin, dry skin, burn, scrape, scab, blister, bruise, sunburn, rash, acne, pimple.
Scratching yourself.
But my arm itches really badly.
Is it a mosquito bite? I'll give you some ointment.
Thanks.
Adrian rubs the ointment on his mosquito bites.
Thanks. Oh, that feels good.
That rash looks bad. Bugs must like you.
Do you think I should see a doctor?
Not for those mosquito bites. But what about your acne?
You mean these pimples on my face?
Right. If you see the doctor, they can help you treat those.
In that case, I'll go and see the dermatologist soon.
Good idea. Some antibiotics might clear up your problem right away.
Word power.
Bite. Bite. Look at this spider bite on my arm. It hurts so much.Look at this spider bite on my arm. It hurts so much. Rub. 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 Rubbed. Rubbed. Susan rubbed oil on her legs to stop them from feeling dry. Susan rubbed oil on her legs to stop them from feeling dry.Bug, bug. Don't open the window or the bugs will fly in. Don't open the window or the bugs will fly in. Right away, right away. I want to study later, but Mom wants me to do it right away. I want to study later, But Mom wants me to do it right away.
认识字汇
Itch Mosquito.
Okay, our article today, it's a dialogue. It's between two people. And the first person to talk is Pandora. And she says, stop scratching yourself.
Okay. 真的痒痒。Okay, Pandora 说，哎，你不要再抓自己了，叫别人别再做什么事情，我们就可以用 stop 加上 V-I-N-G 来表示。那 scratch 就是这个刚我们的动作，就是抓啦。So, why do people scratch themselves?
We're about to find out. Our second speaker, Adrian, says...But my arm itches really badly.
Adrian 就说，但我的手臂真的好痒哦。那这个 itch 呢，就是痒，是一个动词。你应该也常常听到人说，哎 ，itchy， 那就是形容词。For example, you could say the sweater makes me feel itchy.就是这件毛衣让我觉得痒痒的。那 really badly 就是在讲程度啦。那程度真的很严重，我们就可以说 really badly.
Now, there's a reason usually that you feel itchy or you have an itch. And one of the common reasons for this, Pandora explains, she says, is it a mosquito bite?
Okay, Pandora 就问说，诶，是蚊子咬吗？身在台湾大家一定都体会过吧，怎么会不知道 mosquito, 对不对？ Mosquito 就是蚊子的意思，那 bite. Okay, I'm scared. Okay.好 bite 通常是当动词用哦 But the bite here doesn't look like a verb.
That's right. Bite here is a noun. It's spelled the same though. B-I-T-E, bite. Let's find out what it means as a noun. Here we're talking about the word bite. And the word bite means a hole in your skin where an animal or an insect has bitten you. Now a bite can be a big hole, such as from a dog bite,Or just a small one, such as a bite from a mosquito. Now, you're probably going to be okay from a mosquito bite, but any bites from a dog, cat, snake, or something else will probably need to have a doctor's attention. Here's an example sentence. Look at the spider bite on my arm. It hurts so much. Look at this spider bite on my arm. It hurts so much.
那我们今天文章里的 bite 不是作为动词用，而是名词，意思呢就是咬痕、蜇痕的意思。大到这个狗咬就是 dog bite，小到这个蚊子叮呢都可以说是 bite。例句的意思就是说，哎，看看我手臂上这个蜘蛛咬的痕迹，好痛哦。It hurts so much.
Yeah, and you know what? It is really hard to not scratch a mosquito bite.Because it gets so itchy, but the best thing is, don't scratch it.
Why?
It'll just make it get bigger and worse.
That's true.
Right, so if you don't scratch it, it'll go away a lot faster, which is always what you want. But sometimes it is just too itchy and you want to scratch it. So here, Pandora says, I'll give you some ointment.
Oh, what is some ointment? 我给你这个药膏。Ointment 呢，就是药膏、软膏，像是这个蜂蜜、蜜蜂爷爷，或者是白花油，我们都可以说是 ointment.
All right, that's kind of a hard word to say, ointment.
Yeah, sounds like pig or something.
Sounds like what a pig says, oink oink. All right, well, Adrian says, thanks. And then we see in the scenario that Adrian rubs the ointment on his mosquito bites.
Adrian 就说谢谢，然后呢，他做什么动作？他就把药膏涂抹在他蚊子咬的肿包上面。And we see the word rub.
That's right. What he's doing is rubbing the ointment into his skin. Now, rub is a verb. It's spelled R-U-B, rub. Let's find out what it means. All right, we are looking at the verb rub. Now, when you rub, you move your hand over a surface like this.Now, you can do this with just your hand, like here, when Adrian uses his hand to rub the ointment on his skin. However, you can also rub by holding a piece of cloth in your hand, such as when you are trying to clean something. Here's an example. Susan rubbed oil on her legs to stop them from feeling dry. Susan rubbed oil on her legs to stop them from feeling dry.
我们看到这个 rub 这个字呢，它是动词，意思是涂抹。那这个摩擦啊，或是擦洗，我们也可以用 rub 这个字。像是 she rubbed her eyes very hard，就是说她用力的揉眼睛，或者是说 he rubbed the window with a piece of cloth， 就是说她用布擦拭窗户啦。那例句的意思呢，就是说 Susan 在她的腿上抹油，避免干燥啊。
All right, so Adrian has been rubbing the ointment into his skin, and he says, thanks. Ooh, that feels good.
That feels good. There must be some kind of like peppermint in it. Yeah, that's why he feels better now.
Right, so the peppermint would probably make his skin tingle, and he'd forget about the mosquito bite.
That's right.这个药膏里面呢，肯定是有薄荷吧？我觉得，因为 Adrian 说谢谢哦，感觉很舒服哎。
All right. Well, next, Pandora. She kind of takes a closer look, and she says that rash looks bad.
Because he's scratched.
Right.
Pandora 说，哦，那个疹子看起来好糟哦。这个 rash 呢，就是起一片红疹的样子。那这边呢，就是指可能有一片 mosquito bites.
And she continues by saying, bugs must like you.
That probably
now,
true.
Yeah. Now, if bugs like you, it means you might get a lot more bites than other people. That's what we're saying there. But we should find out what the word bug means. It's an easy to spell word, just like rub. It's spelled B-U-G, bug. And this noun is going to be what we're talking about right here. All right. We are learning about the noun bug.Now, bug is another word for insect, and it's really common in American and Canadian English. We can use it to talk about any insect. So you could say, if you have a bug bite, that's another way to say mosquito bite. Or you could use bugs to talk about spiders or beetles or other insects that fly, maybe ants, that sort of thing. Here's an example.Don't open the window or the bugs will fly in. Don't open the window or the bugs will fly in.
我们看到这个字 bug, 它就是虫子的意思。也就是 insect, 其实差不多。那例句的意思呢就是说别打开窗户否则虫子会飞进来啊。那刚刚课文中 Pandora 很幽默哦他说诶虫子一定很喜欢你啦。Poor Adrian.
Oh, well, I think she's gotten him nervous now because he asks, do you think I should see a doctor?
Oh, do you really have to see a doctor for a mosquito bite?
Well, usually not, but sometimes if it gets really big or like it starts to bleed or something, maybe.
Oh, maybe. Adrian 就说你觉得我是不是该看个医生啊那其实除非对蚊子有过敏反应不然很少会为了蚊子去看医生的对吧、
Yeah, sometimes mosquitoes, maybe in Taiwan, mosquitoes might have dengue fever,right? So if there has been a lot of dengue fever, you should maybe be careful about mosquito bites.
Right.
But usually in Taiwan, mosquito bites probably aren't going to hurt you too much. All right, well, Pandora, she wants to calm him down. He's worried now. She says, not for those mosquito bites, but what about your acne?
Okay,
change of subject here.
Okay, Pandora 说不用为了这些蚊子咬去看医生，但是诶，去看看你的青春痘怎么样嘞？这个 acne 呢，就是很多人都很困扰的青春痘或是面泡，这个就叫做 acne.
Now, there's another word for acne, which we're going to say in this sentence here. Adrian says, you mean these pimples on my face?
Okay, that could be rude, right?
Maybe a little bit. If they're good friends, I think it's okay, but yeah.
Okay, Adrian 就说，诶，你是说我脸上的痘痘吗？ pimples, 也就是另外一种说 acne 的说法就是 pimples.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Now, like Celine said, this is kind of a conversation you might have with maybe someone in your family, maybe someone who's a very good friend of yours.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't just start talking about somebody else's acne with, you know, with a stranger or...
Yeah, that's a little bit weird.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It's a little awkward.
That's right.
Right. All right, well...Pandora, she says, right. So she is talking about the pimples on his face.
Mm.
She says, if you see the doctor, they can help you treat those.
Oh, Pandora 就说，对啊，如果你是去看医生哦，他们就可以帮你治疗那些痘痘哦。
All right. Well, Adrian's, he's probably thinking, oh, I didn't know that doctors could help me with that. So he says, in that case...I'll go and see the dermatologist soon.
Oh, that's a big word.
It is.
Okay, Adrian 就说，这样的话，我会赶快去看皮肤科医生啦。那这个看起来很高深的字呢，就是皮肤科医生，这个 dermatologist. 好，这让我小卖弄一下。其实 derma 呢，就是皮肤的字首啦。所以这个字呢，简单来说呢，就是皮肤这个领域的专家咯。
Right, so dermatologist, really long, derma means skin.
That's right.
Otologist probably means like doctor or specialist or something like that.
Yep.
Yeah, so you put them together and you have skin doctor.
Skin doctor,
yeah.
Dermatologist.
All right, well, Pandora says, good idea. Some antibiotics might clear up your problem right away.
Oh, another word. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Pandora 说很好，一些抗生素或许就可以马上解决你的皮肤问题啦。那 clear up 就是彻底解决或是治好、治愈什么东西的意思。那这个 anti or antibiotics 就是抗生素的意思咯。
That's right. You can say that word both ways, antibiotics or antibiotics.But let's talk about right away here. Right away is a phrase. That means it has two or more words. This time it has two words. The first one is right, R-I-G-H-T, right. The second one is away, A-W-A-Y, away. Let's find out what right away means.All right, we use this phrase right away when we describe something that happens very quickly or suddenly. Now, it's another way of saying immediately, which is what we say when we want something to happen right now. Here's an example sentence. I want to study later, but mom wants me to do it right away. I want to study later, but mom wants me to do it right away.
那我们接下来看到 right away 这个片语、它的意思呢就是马上立刻那我们通常是把它当作副词来使用然后会放在句尾像例句的意思就是说诶我想要待会再读书但我妈妈要我马上去读 right away
All right, well, hopefully this will help Adrian's acne clear up right away、but we're not going to find out today because we're at the end of today's article、so we'll find out tomorrow what happensBut for now, we're going to go to our magic box, and then we'll be right back for review time.
Magic box, 找亮点。
Hello, 我是 Casey. 前几天我跟朋友去吃饭，要结账的时候，他说了 "It's my treat, it's my treat." 这是什么意思呢？我们知道 treat 当作名词来使用，它有甜食、难得吃到的美食这样的意思。像是 as a special treat, mom took me to a steakhouse. As a special treat, mom took me to a steakhouse. 作为特别的款待，妈妈带我去吃牛排。但刚刚那句话跟这个可没有关系哦。刚刚说的 it's my treat 的意思是我请客。同样的用法，你也可以说 my treat 或是 it's on me 也是可以的哦。提到 treat 的用法，除了刚刚说的名词解释之外，它当作动词使用。treat 有对待的意思，像是这一句 ：My parents treated us all the same when we were kids. My parents treated us all the same when we were kids. 父母在我们儿时对我们一视同仁。除了对待之外 ，treat 也很常作为治疗的解释，像是 Simon is being treated for his tooth decay.Simon is being treated for his tooth decay. Simon 正在为他的蛀牙做治疗。 有时候你也会看到 tooth decay treatment 这样的 说法，一样也是在说蛀牙治疗。那这边的 treatment 在动词后面加上 ment， 变成一个名词，有治疗、医治的意思。像是 there are several treatments for this kind of disease. There are several treatments for this kind of disease. 这种病症有数种的治疗方式。好啦，学了以上这么多 treat 的相关用法，如何用它来翻译这一句话呢？医生给了我一些药来治疗我的感冒。休息过后答案马上揭晓了，拜拜。
The answer is...The doctor gave me some medicine to treat my cold. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right, welcome back to review time. We're going to play a bit of a spelling game today.
Okay.
Now, as you can see, I have 4 word power words here. They're spelled wrong. They're all mixed up.
Okay.
So I'm going to make Celine figure out which words they are, spell them correctly.
Okay, do I look confused?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm confused.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's because they're not spelled right. But I'm going to count how long it takes her to do it, all right? And then the next day, tomorrow, she's going to do the same for me.
Ooh.
Now, the person who gets the lowest number is the winner, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Sure.
Okay, Celine, when you're ready, I will start counting.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, go.
First one, I'm going to start with this. I think it's rub. Rub. R-U-B, rub. And then gub. Gub. B-U-G, bug. And this is B. I believe it starts with B, bite.B-I-T-E, bite. The longest one, I'm guessing, it's right away. All right. I think that's all right.
How do you spell it?
Oh, R-I-G-H-T, A-W-A-Y.
You got it. 38 seconds.
It's not very easy, you know.
All right. Well, we'll see how I do tomorrow, but stay tuned to see who's going to win this game, okay? We'll be back again with more about taking care of your skin tomorrow. For now, we're saying bye-bye.
Bye.
Skin care problems.
Welcome to Picture Dictionary.
Today, we're going to introduce some words about skincare problems.
That sounds really interesting.
It sure does. Don't you just love learning English words?
Right now, please pay attention and read the words and sentences as loudly as you can. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Let's get started and have fun.
Scratch. Antibiotic.Antibiotic, ointment, dermatologist, oily skin, dry skin, burn, scrape, scab, blister, bruise, sunburn, rash, acne, pimple.
Stop scratching yourself.
But my arm itches really badly.
Is it a mosquito bite? I'll give you some ointment.
Thanks.
Adrian rubs the ointment on his mosquito bites.
Thanks. Oh, that feels good.
That rash looks bad. Bugs must like you.
Do you think I should see a doctor?
Not for those mosquito bites.But what about your acne?
You mean these pimples on my face?
Right. If you see the doctor, they can help you treat those.
In that case, I'll go and see the dermatologist soon.
Good idea. Some antibiotics might clear up your problem right away.
Bite. Bite. Look at this spider bite on my arm. It hurts so much. Look at this spider bite on my arm. It hurts so much. Rub, 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 rubbed, rubbed. Susan rubbed oil on her legs to stop them from feeling dry. Susan rubbed oil on her legs to stop them from feeling dry. Bug, bug. Don't open the window or the bugs will fly in. Don't open the window or the bugs will fly in. Right away, right away. I want to study later, but Mom wants me to do it right away. I want to study later, but Mom wants me to do it right away.
认识字汇
Itch Mosquito